محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One of the recommended prayers that the believers have been encouraged to offer between the Maghrib and Isha Salat nightly is that which is known as Salatul Ghafaila. In this short discussion, we want to first of all go over the history and the importance of Salatul Ghafaila, and then we will actually go into a step-by-step method of performance of this highly recommended prayer taught to us and advised to us by the Messenger of Islam and the infallibles who are his divinely appointed successors and leaders of the community. Now, one of the questions which people may ask is that, you know, I have 5 daily prayers to perform. I have so many other obligations in the day and things to take care of. I don't even have time to perform the obligations. Why should I even bother with the recommended prayers within the religion? Why should I bother with all of the optional prayers and acts of worship that Allah has put within the teachings and which the Prophet and the noble Ahlul Bayt have encouraged their followers to perform? To reply to this one very important and very pertinent and relevant question, let us look at the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them. And specifically, let me focus on a saying from our 5th Imam, Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he states the following. Indeed, sometimes one half, one third, one quarter, or even one fifth of the total of the prayers which a servant performs ascend into the heavens, because it is only that amount of prayer in which there was focus and presence of heart in which will soar. And it is for this reason that the people have been advised to perform the recommended prayers, so that through this, any deficiencies which exist in their obligatory prayers will be compensated for. So the 5th Imam from the family of the Prophet shows us in this beautiful tradition that one of the ways for our obligatory prayers to be accepted and ascend into the heavens, were there any deficiencies or shortcomings within them, is through the performance of the recommended prayers. And as he says, sometimes a half, a third, a quarter, or a fifth of our prayers ascend. And so in order for us to ensure that our maximum amount and effort that we have put within our prayers ascends to Allah, meaning that it is accepted, and also that we are given the outcome of the prayers, the outcome which is within this temporal world and also in the next world, he says that the believers have been enjoined to perform the recommended prayers. Now, as a believer, we have 17 rakat or units of prayer to perform within a day. These are an obligation. But over and above the obligation, we have a total of 34 units of prayers which are in our schedule that we should try our best to perform on a day and night basis. Today's discussion will only focus on Salatul Ghafaila. So let me first look at a tradition from the noble Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he speaks about this prayer between Maghrib and Isha Salat. And he says the following. Perform a voluntary prayer during the time of negligence, the time of ghafla, even if it is a small 2-rakat unit prayer, because these 2 units will permit you to enter into the abode of munificence. It was said, O Messenger of Allah, and what is the time of negligence? The Prophet, prayers of Allah be upon him and his family, replied, the time period between Maghrib and Isha. So we see that the Prophet has shown us that this time period between Maghrib and Isha, a very short time period, is known as the time of ghafla, the time of negligence, of heedlessness. And therefore he says that to protect yourself and to make your way to that abode of paradise, to raise your status in that rank, that we should, and we have been enjoined to perform a very small 2-rakat prayer between Maghrib and Isha. Looking at another tradition, we have this one from the 6th Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in relation to this 2-rakat prayer, he says the following. He says, do not abandon the 2-rakat Salat of Ghufayla, and this is the prayer performed between the 2 Isha, between Maghrib and Isha. So again, we see from the 6th Imam the importance of making sure that we perform this 2-rakat prayer, which really, when you look at it, and as we'll see in the presentation, that it takes maximum of 5 minutes between the Maghrib and Isha Salat to complete this very short but yet very powerful and beautiful prayer. And again, the traditions have spoken about the importance of this prayer. It is so important that our Maraji Taqlid, the scholars, have all emphasized the importance of this prayer. They have spoken about the merit, the worth, the beauty, the power of the prayer and what is contained therein. But at the same time, we have to realize that even though there is such an importance given to Salatul Ghufayla, that we should not overemphasize or seek to overinflate the importance of Salatul Ghufayla as many people have done. Let me now take a break and let us listen to the words of Hujjatul Islam wa Muslimin Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi, where he speaks about the importance of Salatul Ghufayla, but also balances it with the proper understanding of the importance of it. And he shows how some people have gone to extremes in order to elevate the status of Salatul Ghufayla.
But let me talk about something which bothers me quite a lot when I hear some of our own speakers emphasizing the importance of Namazul Ghufayla. Yes, it is important. It has its own thawab. We don't deny that. But remember, in order to show the importance of Namazul Ghufayla, you don't go to some weak ahadith or stories which actually destroys some other aspects of our understanding of the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Namazul Ghufayla is presented as something so powerful that during the days when Yazid wanted to release the Ahlul Bayt, he felt regretful for what he had done. And he asked Imam Zainul Abidin, "What should I do so that I may be forgiven for having killed your father?" And then we are told that there was, you know, Bibi Zainab was there and she was very upset when Imam Zainul Abidin gave the answer, showed him the way of being forgiven for killing Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And what was the answer we are told in that story? We are told that Imam Zainul Abidin says, "Recite Namaz-e Ghufayla." Allahu Akbar. Look at Qatla Imam Hussain alayhi salam on one hand, and your two rakat Namaz-e Ghufayla. You think Namaz-e Ghufayla is so important that if Yazid recited it, he will be forgiven? Yes, Namazul Ghufayla is very important. There are so many hadiths about it. But don't try to give its importance by shattering, you know, this whole concept of the justice. And Imam, and we are told in that story, which again, it's not anything reliable. I haven't seen it. When one of the speakers was asked, he said, "Bihar al-Anwar, 120 volumes, I don't know where to look for it." Searched in the computer program that we have, haven't found that as yet. And we are told Bibi Zainab became so angry with Imam Zainul Abidin. Now look at the tension between the aunt and the nephew there. That why did you do this? Why did you show him a way for being forgiven for what he has done? And Imam said, "Oh, aunt, don't worry. He will never get the tawfiq to do Namaz-e Ghufayla." That's not an answer. And you know, so this is where we have to realize that, yes, Rasulullah is going to have Maqam Mahmood. No doubt about it. But under this ayat about Maqam Mahmood, look at one hadith we hear from Sheikh Mufid, where he says, "Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salawat barakatuh. إذا قمت المقام المحمود," when I stand up, having attained that مقام محمود, the praiseworthy status, "تشفعت في أصحاب الكبائر من أمتي," I will intercede, do shafa'at, for the people of my ummah who have done major sins. "فيشفعني الله فيهم," Allah will forgive, will accept my shafa'at for them, for the Ahl al-Kabair. "Wallah," the same Prophet who is saying that, says, "Wallah la tashafa'tu fi man aza zurriyati," but by Allah, I will never do shafa'at of anyone who has hurt my family and my progeny. This is what Rasulullah says. So yes, namaz ghafila is very important. But don't bring it to that level that, you know, if Yazid recites it, his crime against humanity in general from the Islamic perspective will be forgiven.
So now that we're back, we understand from the scholars' writings that Salatul Ghafila has a very short window of opportunity to perform it in. Now, what do I mean by this? We know that with almost all of the other prayers that we as believers perform, that we have a large window or time to perform that prayer in. For example, your Fajr prayer, the morning prayer, starts at a certain time and it becomes lapsed or qadha at a certain time. And that could be 45 minutes, an hour, maybe up to 2 hours, depending the time, the area where you live, and the time of year that you are in. For example, other prayers, again, they have a large window of opportunity that you can perform them in. But our scholars tell us that Salatul Ghafila is one of those prayers which is an exception to the rule, and that it is a very short window of opportunity in which we are able to perform it. So for example, we know, first of all, that it is only between Maghrib and Isha that this prayer is performed. You can't perform it in the afternoon or after Isha or before Maghrib. No, it has to be performed within the time frame of between the completion of Maghrib and the beginning of the Isha prayer. Also, we see that the time frame is very limited, perhaps 20 to 24 minutes after Maghrib. So if a person was to give the Adhan, perform the Iqamah, perform the Maghrib prayer, and maybe engage in some of the ta'aqibat, the optional supplications after Maghrib, the tasbih of Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the supplications after Maghrib, that you would only have maybe 5 to 9 minutes left to perform the Salatul Ghafila before the time window of that prayer is lapsed. So again, there's a very short window to perform this prayer in. Another interesting thing about it is that there is no qadha, there is no ability or option to perform it after the fact. So if a person was at work or they're at school or they're on the road traveling and they were not able to perform the Maghrib on time and they got home, let's say, half an hour or an hour after the Maghrib has set in, they can still perform their Maghrib, that's obviously an obligation, and they can follow up with their Isha. But because they missed the time for Salatul Ghafila, which is right between Maghrib and Isha, scholars tell us that there is no opportunity to perform a lapsed prayer to get the reward and the benefits of this particular Salat. So we see that we have to be very punctual in our Maghrib and in all our supplications to ensure that we have enough time to perform the Salatul Ghafila. We have gone over the basics of the philosophy, the wisdom behind it, when we perform it, but how do we actually go about to perform this beautiful two-rakat prayer? In the next few minutes, we'll go over the steps to perform this salat, and that we will round up our discussion with the conclusion of the beautiful prayer of Ghafila. So after completing our Maghrib Salat and the Taqibat, again the Tasbih of Zahra alayhi salam, any of the recommended supplications that we engage in, we should then stand up, make the intention of the Salat of Ghufayla, and you can also double the intention that you are performing a turakat of the Nafila, of the recommended prayers, out of the 4 recommended prayers of Maghrib. And after the intention is made, you would start with a Takbiratul Ihram to say Allahu Akbar, and then you would start with Suratul Fatiha. Once you've completed Suratul Fatiha, then you would recite the following verse of the Quran.
وَذَنُّونَ إِذْ ذَهَبَا مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّا أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Once the recitation of this beautiful verse of the Quran is complete, the believer should then perform the ruku, perform the 2 sajdas, and then stand up for the 2nd rakat. The 2nd rakat will start off in the same way with the recitation of Suratul Hamd, Suratul Fatiha, followed by the following verse of the noble Quran.
وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين.
Once this second verse of the Quran has been recited in the second rak'at, the person should raise their hands in the form of qunut in front of their face and recite the following supplication. And note that at the end of the supplication, that you now are given the opportunity to ask your own prayers from Allah, ask your own wishes, your desires for yourself, for this world and for the next. And this can be done in any language, it does not have to be done in Arabic. You can recite it in English, in Urdu, in French, in Spanish, in whatever language you are most comfortable speaking to Allah in. But take a few minutes to remember yourself, your family, and obviously the believers around the world.
اللهم إني أسألك بمفاتح الغيب التي لا يعلمها إلا أنت أن تصلي على محمد وآله وأن تفعل بي.
Once you have completed asking for your needs in the act of the qunut with your hands raised up, then it is the next portion of the Sadaqa Fayla is to recite the following short supplication also to complete the act of the qunut.
Allahumma anta waliyyu ni'mati wal qadiru ala talibati ta'lamu hajati fa'as'aluka bihaqqi Muhammadin wa alihi alayhi wa alayhimu salam لَمَّا.
Once that act is completed, the believer would then perform the ruku, the two sajdas, and they would complete the salat of ghufayla with the tashahud and the act of the salam, the greeting to the Prophet and the noble individuals. And ultimately, this ends the salat of ghufayla. As you can see, it's a very short prayer. It takes maybe 5 minutes at maximum to perform. But as our scholars have mentioned, that the benefits of this prayer are out of this world, so to speak. The benefits of this world and the next world are contained within Salatul Ghufayla. It has the ability to hopefully transform us to better human beings, to better individuals. Obviously, meaning that we need to make an effort to rectify and change ourselves and our demeanor and the way that we deal with those around us. May Allah give us all the ability to perform this beautiful prayer every day of our lives, and may we leave this world as followers of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, following in their teachings and their footsteps every step of the way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.